What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Sunny J.
And Model Angela.
Man. What's up?
Welcome to Houston, Texas. Hey, it's
so I'm
kind of
telling
myself
I'm over myself here doing
Model
the
Angela.
Most.
No, really, it does. Like, I feel so weird seeing Model Angela now. I don't know why, but.
Maybe because you go by Angela Freeman or possibly Angela, you know, whatever.
That's funny.
Angela, Robin, wherever you're going to go by, depending on if you're talking about on the camera or off the camera.
Just Angela Freeman will do fine.
So what's going to be like your character name on the show? Do you figure it out?
I don't have a character name. It's just going to be McKinley Freeman's wife. I don't even want a name. I just want to be McKinley Freeman's wife. Derek's wife.
Well, when if you going to make it a wife? When if your character on the show is the Buster baby?
No, that's not who I'm going to be, okay? I'm accepting any role. If y'all want me to just take out the trash, I'll take it. But, leave me alone. Stop judging my life right now, sis.
You make
I'm
it
just gonna
so easy.
We're going to start over. Hey, guys, it's Model Angela.
Hey. It's your boy, Steady J.
Oh, man, see, nothing cool rounds with Angela. Like, damn. See, hey, Steady J. Angela, Pandela.
Why don't you just go with Angela? You know, that's fine.
That is boring.
It's Model Angela. Well, let's see. Well, we're gonna come up with another alter ego for Angela sometime in the show, y'all. That's something we're gonna come up with. That's gonna be like a side theme. All right, so I'm gonna think of one for you.
I'm kind of scared, actually.
What? Why are you scared? Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Okay?
Foolishness.
No, I'm gonna be good. At least I'll try.
Okay.
I can't make any promises.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ma'am, I got a question for you because yesterday on the hot news versus the hot mess show, I was going to heck yeah. And you know how we talk about entertainment news. What the heck do you think about this whole hip, loving hip hop, Hollywood?
Girl, I am actually not feeling loving hip hop Hollywood at all. Like, it just seems like this is gonna be boring.
It's a lot of people we know, but it's just kind of
But they're not exciting people. Like, it feels like they're going to all be trying too hard. Ray J always tries too hard. So.
I have so many mixed reviews of how I feel about it. Because on one token, the fact that everybody truly has a real-life tie-in is kind of is very interesting. Pretty much everyone on the cast ties into Ray J. In some shape or form, they already do that.
One main person from the city to kind of help cast, don't they?
Yeah, which I think Ray J is the centralized person. But you know what I think is going to be controversial, which I'm very interested in seeing unfold. Omarion and Lil Fizz are both on the show.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
That is not. That is what I'm ready to turn my TV on and watch. Watch that unfold. Because whether it was Love and Hip Hop or not, we wanted to see that. We wanted to see that materialize anyway. See how they gonna how they interact with each other.
You think we have like a dance battle on the show?
I mean, well, who are you talking? Who dancing? We got to make sure we specify that. Omarion or Lil Fizz?
Both of them. They're going to have a dance battle.
You know, Omarion still do something. Omarion, you know, he, I'm not sure. I don't want to misquote, but I know he was with Maybach Music. He might still be.
Yeah, he was. I'm not sure if he still is.
But he was still doing it. He actually, you know what? He actually has some hits that actually hit the radio. That he has some good hits on them. I was very surprised.
Really? He's the only person I paid attention to in the group. Amorian was like the Beyonce of B2K.
Well, no, I'm talking about with Maybach Music. When he did some music with Maybach. Yeah, like I was surprised in the hits he put out with them.
Yeah, I guess it all kind of flows together because he still kind of got a rap background. So his music kind of flows with their whole thing.
It's so weird, though, at first. I was like, why the hell is he with Maybach Music? I couldn't wrap my
finger like
what
Nate Dogg was to the Dogg Pound. You know? They need
I'm wondering, like, a lot of them going to have, they're going to all, like, start, you know, having an R&B sing off against each other. You know, whatever.
They probably shouldn't. I don't think it would be the best idea.
I think they should so I can get a good laugh. I need some material to talk about here on the show.
But Lil Fizz was the rapper, right?
Hold on. Let's go back to that. You said who was?
Because he was the Lil Fizz. Wasn't he the rapper?
Yeah, Lil Fizz was a rapper. Yes, he was a rapper in the group. He sang, but he was singing too. But you know, he was like a rapper. He was like, excuse the comparison, but
the
just using it. I was gonna say. Thank you for taking the bullet for me because I sure was getting ready to say it. And I was like, I don't want to take the bullet. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. He took it for me. Got me.
That is so funny.
This is what I'm about to trip off of. Young Bird.
I forgot all about him. Okay, he came out the door one day, and I was like,
"Last time we heard something from him, I had to handle his behind very quickly on the show because of ratchetness that he participated in. Because he's part of the problem why they own the social media with his whole light skin, dark skin crap. Because he was like, and it was even more annoying. Not only did he refer to you as light-skinned, dark-skinned women, he refers to y'all as light butts and dark butts. I prefer the light butts, man. I don't really do the dark butts. So not only are you demeaning people by, per se, making it or singling out the light-skinned, dark-skinned, but you're referring to women as butts. But when he did that, I lost all whatever little respect I had for him went straight down the freaking drain. With the rest of my little dinner I had, it went right down there.
Yeah. I already didn't have any respect for him, but that really didn't help him at all. That's kind of the most. And I guess it's like
he didn't have respect for me for having that girl, Kesha, in his song, The Business. Good God, thank you. I'd like to thank him for that. Man, that girl was fine as hell. I would never know about it but for that video. Thank you, Young Bird. That's one thing you did not mistake on. You did a great job at that.
Well.
Yes, Lord. Take the will.
So.
Let's see who else on there. I was going in on this list. They had some DJ. They got a DJ from there and whatnot that's on. It's going to be on there from the L.A. area. Promoter. All kinds of stuff. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be foolishness. And Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is getting more and more ignorant as the day goes by. Like, more and more. Every Monday, it gets worse. And the part that really got me on yesterday's show was when Mimi said, "I'm not no dumb bitch." Really, Mimi?
Oh, God.
And I was like, you know what, Mimi? No, you're not a dumb bitch. You are the dumbest bitch, okay? She has been the dumbest bitch on this show.
Dumb is a strong word. Dumb is a strong word. I'm going to use the term. She's not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm going to use that because that's sugarcoating it for her. But she's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, she did it to herself. She did it to herself. And I really hope her and Stevie are not thinking about getting back together because it's not a good idea. But that was really nice that he finally apologized to her. But at the same time, I feel like she's using Stevie as a crutch for all her continued ignorance. Like, she likes, "You hurt me," and this and that. And it's all going back to what Stevie did to her. So that's why she went looking for, you know, love and a comfort in this person. And, like, I feel like that's dumb. Her thing was she didn't stop after Stevie. Like, her and Stevie dated all them years, 10, 13 years, whatever it was. But she didn't stop to figure out who she was. Believe it or not, sometimes you, like, especially a relationship that's that unhealthy where he's, like, cheating on you and you know he's cheating on you and you still putting up with it, I feel like she lost herself in that relationship. So what she needed to do after her and Stevie separated was to go find herself before trying to get in another serious relationship with Nico. If she would have knew who she was and not looked for a comfort in another individual, she would have known Nico was manipulating her the entire time they were talking.
He looks like a freaking sloth, and don't sloths always look so cheesy anyway.
He looks like a manipulator.
Like, good God, he got a manipulator face, manipulator mustache, manipulator head shape. His swag is manipulative. Everything about him says that.
Everything was manipulated.
Every time he's so thirsty, we got to make this. We got to make this money, girl. We got to make this money. We got to make this.
Oh,
money. It's like every time he's ever reminds you of that. It's like he ain't talking. You know, we have not seen this whole season where he's being serious about the relationship part. He's clearly used this woman that's trying to get a quick buck.
And like, you can tell, like, he don't give a damn about how Mimi feels about anything. It's like, no matter what she says, he just got, like, a smart, nonchalant response to it. Like, he just has no sense of care about her. And she like, "That's the only person who's been there for me." Mimi, no. No, he hasn't.
I don't like it, no.
And then he talking about go sit down, you 40. You don't know how to talk. He kept calling that lady 40. Is she really 40?
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. You're like, you're too grown to be at the net naive.
Yeah, she too damn old to be that gullible. I mean, it happens to the best of them. Somebody's got to bite the dust. It was definitely her. Why? What you laughing at?
Because I went, so somebody has to bite the dust, so I had to add that.
I ain't lying. Oh, poor little Tink Tink. But everything is kind of starting to unravel with the show. Next, Rashida and Kirk. He killed me trying to give people relationship advice. Kirk, sit your ass down. But one thing I didn't like about Rashida, like, I don't care how much a woman makes and if how much she makes more than her husband or how much income she brings into the house. I don't think it's ever okay to be like, "I'm the breadwinner of this family. You know, I'm the breadwinner of this house." I feel like you're cheating the man out of being the man when you do that type of stuff. Even if she wasn't doing it, you know, purposely, but I feel like stuff like that kind of messes with a man's manhood to say some shit like that. I would feel some type of way if I was a man and she was like, "I'm the breadwinner," you know, like,
Yeah, I mean, hearing that kind of downplay does kind of mess up a man's psyche. But, you know, if she makes money, but I mean, it's one thing if he's being sorry, then I can understand her making a defense. But if he's not being sorry, you can't come at him. Because if you knew the situation you were getting into, he knew the situation you were getting into, so get over it.
Yeah. I feel you. Who else is it? Scrappy and Erica and the Bam. Wait, scratch that. What the fuck is Mama D doing with that song?
I don't know, man.
Nothing about that song is a good idea.
At least somebody got something from the goddamn studio.
No,
every
the
episode,
other girl. Oh.
Every freaking episode, somebody in the studio, and we ain't got no freaking new. We ain't got nothing on the freaking radio from them. And not only is it not on the radio, it surely ain't on the freaking Billboard chart. I need them to get their life together. I need them to go visit Ayala, visit from the OWN network and fix their goddamn life. Like, seriously.
But, you know, they have some of them. They put them on, like, iTunes because, like, after they play, like, one of the cast member songs, they'll put the little thing where you can go download it on YouTube. And then now they got it, like, you can buy a Love & Hip Hop shirt. Love & Hip Hop is cool, but ain't nobody trying to purchase no damn T-shirt. Like,
they got a compilation out. I saw that.
They doing the most.
I'm like, you know what? I ain't used it in a while, but this is what they get, Angela. They get one of those, and they get one of these.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And they deserve both of them. They truly deserve them both. They truly do. And Erica and Classic. Is it Classic or Classic? What is it? Classic? Is it Classic or Classic? Erica and her clothing line.
I don't know. I don't know. She's something that's wrong. No, they go in one ear and out the other.
Well, Erica, good luck with all your classics.
So I gotta give a shout out to Young Jock. Shout out to the club on Saturday. They play is going now.
Oh wow. Get the hell
out of
here. I felt real bad for Waka and Tammy when, like, he had the little issue at the doctor. I was like, oh, because he looked like he was really fucked up about not having a, you know, right sperm count to have his little kids. But I hope, you know, they get that together. He looked like he really wants some chilling.
Mm-mm-mm. On that note, ma'am, we going to a music break because me and you, we have been going in. We've been giving y'all, we get y'all 20 straight minutes of life. 20 straight minutes of life, okay? All right. So, we're going to start the beginning of the music break. This first track, we got two more coming up in that. This first track is by an artist who's actually having a big concert of this Sunday. Make sure you go check it out, man. My boy, Fast Domino. You know, I'll let him shameless plug a little more about it when he gets on. But if you're in the Houston area, you need to go support him this Sunday. Go do it. All right. I'm going to play one of his tracks. I want to put this one because I love it. I mean, I'm not trying to know about this one. It was like, this became my favorite one by him. This is Make It Home, and we'll be back. Well, two more after that.
You ever pray sometimes, man, or about, like, things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that? Yeah. I kind of crack myself up sometimes. The stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When classes start, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need the preachers more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. Cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals. And with backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows. Lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power goes. And the trend now is parting year with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans sake. My bro say he'd rather pass on the topic that's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home. And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah. She make me wanna give her everything she asks for, whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trust me, and I ain't got a high chick, so I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears. At first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with a pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me, the only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy. Her John Dillinger, fist of public enemy. At first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home. I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing a basket. He a survivor, I figured that's the least it could be, since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home, they had just talked on the phone, couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door, what he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went. Gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, a Lexus and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same date on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment the money went? Then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with, be careful with. Anything that bring life relevance, I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep warm. That's what he told me, man. I just want to make it home.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got these haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got
got no worries. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life is squeezing blocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding dinging. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of way, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That rob, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Axiomatic, verbally vicious, I'm crazy at it, had it all before, but I was with the lady having maggots. Delay your status, that is, if you're worthy at all, Mrs. Medina, I'm dope for me to fiend. Golden be the greatest of leaders who spark change. Your bootleg derivative rappers can give me brain. Claiming you the champ, I bet I'll kill you when these bitches smelling like the scent of a million men. I'm worthy of my rhyme, they're a fail, colossal. Bitches, they getting money, now you should stop, ho. I'm a genius, seven golden Picasso. You peasants couldn't sell pussy out of a brothel. The lyrical slayer, cocky, fancy assassin. Everyday people I love, but fuck a bitch who's bastard. Mama should have swallowed his semen, whoever that is. This be my lyrical Lacero of action. Who my genesis? Please don't ever label, I am limitless. Drag into your cipher, I diminish tips. Never talk to strangers or they'll put your life in danger. It's written on paper with pen and anger. Crawling through the pigment of your flames, I'm extensive to your brain. My lyrics just came slow as so proper. High like a Jamaican shotter. Rock, I'm wearing the mask of an imposter. Rock ya, I'm self-righteous. And despite this occasional hating from the losers, I am enticing. You write the right list. Your job turkeys ain't messing with dolomite. I'm exquisite with on the mic. At 15, not bars, it's just sound right. You're entertaining, but baby, I get the crowd hype. Even you could have grabbed it, took from under your feet, a title you've never had.
We're back. Welcome back to Glitz and Grammar. Man, that was first my boy Fat Domino, and I was Making Homes. Then it was The Rogue by my boy Dirty Boy Quits, and Savonistic by my girl Savin Gervais. So, yeah, man, that was a music break right here on Glitz and Glamour.
Mm-hmm. Music break.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey,
my
Monday nights really aren't complete when I am not watching Hit the Floor. Like, I feel like some part of my life is missing.
You could always go to McKinley's page and, like, tell him to.
What? Do you think I did? Are you crazy? I've already tried. Too much thirst over there. And I'm probably the thirstiest. Actually, I'm not the thirstiest. There's people way more thirsty than me. But
this is exactly why I won't give Andrew the golden key, because I know she was that egg-break.
I'd probably be too ashamed if he'd be like, who is this? I'd be like, never mind. I'm going to be ashamed. My pride going to be hurt.
I give her the golden keys, she's going to act a fool.
I'm not going to act a fool. People, please call in and tell CJ that if he gives you the golden key, I'm not acting a fool. You don't need to know what the golden key is. Just know that I'm not going to act a fool with the golden key, so I can get the golden key. Thank you in advance. Yeah.
Okay with you.
Okay. What I do? I'm so serious. I'm not going to act no fool, I promise.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's fine.
You're
going to
be sending him your morning text every morning.
Hey, Jay.
I already know. I know how it's going to go there.
Like FaceTime. I'm not going to come out here every day.
She's
going to
say him, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Yeah.
I'm not that bad.
Keep those magic powers away from you.
It's okay, because, you know, three times is a charm, one more time, and he my man. And I don't care who say what about it. But what is our topic today, Sadie?
Today's topic is Should a man make decisions without consulting with his wife?
Did you have to sing that, though?
Yeah, because I was singing to the tune of When a Man Loves a Woman. I felt that spirit upon me.
Yeah, I witnessed it. So should a man make decisions without consulting with his wife? Well, not being married. That's kind of it's a hard question, but an easy question to answer, because it's kind of like it can be a yes or maybe no depending on the situation. Like, I guess if it's a more serious matter, I say that they should consult about it, say as if his job is relocated to another city. I don't think he should just tell his boss, yeah, I'm going to take that job without consulting with his wife about, you know, what she's doing. Or if they want to buy a new car, and he's like, I got this really good deal, I couldn't wait, I had to get it right then. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It was like $80,000. That wasn't a really good deal. But we got another deal. So, you know, I mean, in some situations, I do think that it's necessary that you consult with your wife.
I think it's more so, and I think I know exactly where you're going, and I'm on the same page. It's more so the discussion. The two things you got put on the pillar is short-term versus long-term. If it's a short-term decision, most of the time you don't necessarily need to. If it's a long-term decision, then yes. Because then
okay,
it takes both.
Short-term, what do you mean?
Let's say, for instance, hey, what should I get to eat?
Man, that's an instant decision.
Short...
There ain't no... That was an instant decision.
Like, well, what are we going to eat tonight? That type of stuff. That's necessarily short term. Now, yes, you still take... because you can guess off the mindset what they usually would eat and all that. So, but stuff like that involves, that's going to involve a long-term decision that's going to affect a lot of different processes, and I say yes.
Yeah. What? This marks this day down in history, another day that me and Teddy have agreed on something.
I know. Audience, seriously, can we get a freaking hand? Because y'all know that is, that rarely freaking happens. No way. Take a picture while it lasts. It's not going to last too long.
It probably is not going to last long at all. But, I mean, it's fine while we did try to make it last. But, I mean, I have been in a situation where, like, now, I'm, of course, not marriage, but my significant other at the time, you know, just decides to make a damn long-term decision without consulting. And, yeah, kind of ruined things. We pretty much broke up after that.
And you know another thing? I mean, going back into long-term, short-term, I mean, it depends on the resources, whose resources is going to involve. You know, if it's a joint resource, then that's an automatic duh.
If it's an individual resource, I still feel like it's joint,
or if it's not sure, if it's not yours, then you need to, then that's the case. That is in the case you need to take that into account of, hey, let me check on this first. And you also deal with the consequence of knowing that don't mean just like how you just jokingly said, take a picture because Angela and Teddy don't agree on every show. It goes back to that. Not every time are you going to agree on a decision. So if you ask, they can't get mad.
Yeah, but that's like, so you saying if it is their personal money, then it's okay to make the decision without consulting?
It's a little more lenient in understanding. If that makes any sense, like
okay. So example, I'm not your wife. Somebody's your wife, and
oh, what you trying to say? I ain't no good. You trying to say I'm one of these trifling niggas?
I ain't say that. Wow,
I don't want you
saying,
here.
Your wife come home. And your wife has a completely revamped $10,000 wardrobe in the closet, but she spent her money to do that and didn't say nothing to you about it. So you not going to say, like, you know, how much money did you spend? Nothing? Like, that's cool with you because it wasn't your money?
It goes back to a joint. It goes back to the discussion of joint.
No, but
if
it's her money.
If it's taken away from the joint goal of things to be taken care of, then that's a different discussion. Yes.
I'm just like, yeah, see, I was just trying to make sure we're on the same page, for sure. Because even if it is, you know, what you consider your money, then, and I did use air quotes when I said that, then.
Yeah, you did use my quote, you did.
I used, yeah.
So yeah, and I got answer too because obviously Daddy's not here. I got answer in my Daddy voice. Well, I don't know. Oh, I don't know, y'all.
I don't know.
She's gonna get me for that.
But like, I don't feel like there is his money and her money in a marriage. I believe that it should be like our money.
I'm trying to think. Well, because I mean, like I said, it's in different cases. Where I say it just depends in certain cases.
Okay, I would say a small joint.
Yeah, like okay, like it depends on. Like I said, it goes back to is it a long term? Because if you going to spend $10,000 on a wardrobe, and that's way more than you can afford. Now that's what I mean. That's affecting a long term thing. If you like got Jay-Z, Beyonce money, you know, I mean, that's a different discussion.
$10,000 ain't shit. It's like $100 a
year. That's wiping her ass. She made that. She made that in a blink at one time. So
yeah.
More than that, actually, but you know, I'm just being modest.
Too funny, but like seriously, I don't think, like, I don't feel like, okay, a woman's whole entire paycheck should go, you know, in this account, and her husband's entire paycheck should go in a separate account. Like, I feel like the majority of each of their paychecks should be in the joint account. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I'm on the same page as you.
And I just say that because, you know, that's, I mean, I guess that is what takes care of the family's needs. So, like, your private separate account should be, like, say your random stuff that you want to, like, your personal entertainment or stuff you want to do for yourself, like beauty. So, like, you know, get her hair done or, you know, go to the spa. Like, that's the type of stuff she's supposed to pay for out of her own account. Or maybe she just saving it and act like she don't have it. I do that all the time. But that's besides the point. I just don't feel like we should be having hidden lives in a bank account. Like, I see it on the movies all the time, and I know it's just movies, but I think that still counts. And, like, they separate, it's like, you got $75,000 in this other account, and we over here struggling to pay the bills, you know, like, do you just not want to be with your husband that you don't even bring up the extra funding that you have that can bring your family out of this problem? Or do you just want to leave and you're okay because you got some money on the back end?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Because,
I mean, back to my thing about, I mean, cause, like I was doing because I was stalling my point. It goes back to my thing about joint. If it's not affecting those joint in the long term or short term, as long as, you know, I'm taking care of stuff, helped out and whatever. Now, you know, I'm spending a little money on myself. That's the thing. That's what I mean by you don't necessarily have to check in on that. You too, I mean, now, it's more so if it's not, because if you're going to spend it and you ain't helped out and tried to at least attempt to help out first or other stuff, then don't do it. That's what I mean by you don't need to do that then because you've already helped out or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you should have common sense anyway in this relationship to know that, hey, wait a minute, let me not do too much. But, oh, my God, I see they lighten up the freaking box. I'm going to go to – I think I see Desi on here now, too. So I'm going to open her line, and I see Fast is ready to talk. He didn't press the button a long time ago, so don't worry. I see you, bro. I'm going to open your mic in a second, too. Is that you, Desi?
Yes, it is me.
I was like mocking your voice while you was gone. I was like, I don't know.
You are a dirty liar. Don't play, ladies and gentlemen. Don't entertain Steady tonight. Please don't.
I don't know. Oh,
you are a dirty liar. I do not know. Absolutely not. No. No, you would not do me like that.
Oh, man.
So you say the lines are lit up. So let's get to getting. Who want to talk first?
Well, we went in on the topic. We went in, but, you know, of course, we coming to you. I see you came to the building. I know Fasten held his hand up in the air for so freaking long. I know he got something to say, dude. He pressed that one quick as heck. And then I spoke on behalf of you, but now you can actually say what you wanted to say, because since you weren't here first, I spoke for you.
I don't know. Yeah, I always say I don't know. When it comes to me, okay, really? Dang. I do say I don't know a lot. I don't know why I do that, but, I mean, that is true. But when it comes to my, you know what? I'm done. Okay, I'm done. And Angela don't make it no better because she laughing too.
I'm laughing because Sandy keep laughing. And then what he said, I'm done.
I'm trying to stop. Okay. I'm breathing. I'm breathing. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm good. We're back now. We're back. All right, I'm being my best behavior. Go ahead.
Are you sure? Can I finish now?
I'll finish. Yes, you may. We miss you. Okay. Talk.
Okay. So when it comes to my answer, and I'm not going to say I don't know, because of this topic I do know for sure. Any type of relationship, everyone knows communication is key. When it's dealing with a marriage, is Fats online? Is he listening? Well, Fats, I know you're listening, so you can, like, drop the facial expression because I know you like, whatever. In a relationship, when you're married, the man is supposed to be the provider of that household and make the necessary decisions for his family. We all know that. Not saying that the woman cannot make the decisions. That's not what I'm saying. But with this topic that we're speaking on tonight, I feel like the man should always take whatever the situation or question or decision that he's going to make when it's pertaining to the family and that household, address it with his wife. Address it with your wife.
Bullshit.
No, bring it to your wife. No, for real. You're not asking the permission, fellas. I'm not saying, she need my permission. I need to get her permission. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Just keeping that communication open because we don't want no surprises. You know, we all seen the Tyler Perry movie, Good Deeds. I don't know if y'all seen that movie. He made the decision to help his, you know, the lady. So what I'm saying is, I know, fellas, you don't need your wife's permission or your lady's permission because you're grown. I understand that. But when you're married, never keep nothing from your wife. Always keep it open. That will eliminate any type of confusion, any type of assumptions that she might have. Because as women, and I'm speaking for myself as well, I know how we can be. And that's my answer. So I said in your face, I did not say I don't know, because this topic I do know. Mm-hmm.
He played you with the hand clap.
Okay,
we'll give you a hand clap because you knew.
Exactly. Whatever, Fab. I know he's listening. I know Fab's listening. All right,
what's up, bro? I know you've had your hand up since, like, forever.
Yeah, what's good, man?
Well, yes, man. Do you? I just want to know before you talk, man, do you know?
I always know. Like you said, man, my hand been up so long, I done forgot and remembered and forgot. And I got to say three things. Give Angela that golden key or whatever. Give it to her.
Yes. Give it to me.
Betty J, appreciate it, man, the support.
No problem.
And Desi got on the phone bossing, man. What was up with that?
Whatever. See, I knew you was going to say something smart. Whatever.
Okay, well, Desi gave her opinion last. And then from that, we're going to move on to the real world where women have a big say-so. You know what I mean? Like, women have a big say-so. It's not just a suggestion or her opinion that she gives to the man. He takes that, and then he makes the big decision. No. Angela don't go for that, I know. It's like a 50-50 thing with that. These days it is. But I admire Desi for thinking that way and still having that frame of mind. But a lot of women don't. And for that matter, y'all was talking about some big stuff like spending $10,000 here and stuff like that. But like, what if your dude or your woman was like eating Papa Do's every day for lunch? That would be a big hit if you notice that on the little report or whatever, and it's like really killing your money, like she's doing it every day. It don't have to be like $10,000 or $8,000 car or something like that. It can really be like real life stuff. Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. That $40 add up fast.
It got back to every my day, long-term, like, I think I said, like, you got to be, if it's affecting a long-term thing, even if you're doing something that seems short-term, if it's, you're continuously doing that over and over, spending like that, it is going to turn into a long-term consequence.
Yeah. And this is something, like, I deal with in my relationship, and I see it everywhere. It's like in a relationship, I don't know how y'all feel about that, but as far as marriage, let's say if you didn't plan nothing with your wife, and Friday night came, but you did do something with your boys, like you planned something, is that something like you should say, okay, before you make a decision, should you say, hey, you're my wife, do you want to do something? If she doesn't, then go with the boys, or just say, oh, nothing has been said, I'm going to plan something with my boys. Does that matter as far as the decision is concerned?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like you should discuss that
earlier in the week. Or as soon as you know that your boys want to hang out, say, hey, my boys want to do this, before I confirm with them if there's something that you want to do. You're not going to just have me in this house looking dry, and I'm thinking we hanging out this weekend, your ass gone, and I'm sitting here looking at ugly-ass little children. No, sir.
So, like, I knew something like that would strike a nerve. But y'all talking about, like, big money and cars, but it's like little stuff that would, like, eat you up. Like, you'll be ready to fight.
Yeah, you
kind of
like, excuse me. Like, you got to, because especially at a certain age, at a certain progression in the marriage and whatnot, just being out all day and just doing not saying nothing, being secret agent on some secret agent behind crap, that doesn't look true. Right. That loses trust in the relationship, and you got the mate always look over their shoulder like, you know, what the heck? So that's important. Very important. Because it causes chaos. And when a bunch of chaos and uncertainty happens in a relationship, that's where a lot of things, well, that's when things go haywire real quick.
Yeah. So if you and your boys plan a trip and you don't tell it to, like, the day before, that's something bad or what?
You say now, okay, let me make sure I put this together. All right, you saying, like, for instance, okay, my boys hit me up on, like, a Thursday and say, man, let's go on this trip on this Friday. I'm going to try to get some more time to kind of break it down. Like, your boys hit you up on Monday, right? They talk about, man, let's go on this trip on this weekend, man. The question is, do you not say nothing? I mean, you go to her or not? Yes, you do. That's weird.
Okay.
What
about this, Betty? They tell you on Monday. You buy a plane ticket on Thursday. Do you tell her Monday, or do you say something Thursday?
Right. Let me catch up with you. You said
okay.
They tell
you
on Thursday,
Monday,
right?
You find out Monday. During the week, you're still up in the air on what you want to do. Thursday, you say, F it, I'm going to buy this ticket. And then you go on Friday. Do you tell her Monday, or do you tell her Thursday when you figured out she was going?
You tell her when you thought about going.
So it's Thursday.
You tell her, give
her
that Thursday. When it's getting closer to crunch time, you reiterate again. Let's make this fine decision, because that's a time-sensitive thing. And of course, that goes back to an even bigger long-term thing. That's going to cost time and money, because the further you get, the more it's going to cost, because of having to, you know, things get a little more costly the closer to the date you get.
Okay,
that's what you as a man have to enforce or reinforce in saying, hey.
Okay, can I just say, I need to know Monday? I'm just saying, because I'm the type of person, I'm always planning something. Like, we're never going to have, like, a dull moment, like, on a weekend, especially if I'm off that weekend. No, either I'm renovating the hotel, a resort in Conroe. Like, I'm doing something, or just peace and wine on Friday and Saturday. Or if the Texans play on Saturday, we're going to go tailgate. Like, I'm planning something ahead of time. You don't even know I'm going to do it. But if you have something planned or your homies, like, brought something to your attention that they want to do or whatever, that's fine and cool. But let me know on that Monday, like when you find out, babe, you know, this what it is. So I can say, okay, well, I'm going to chill this weekend with my girls or just do some me time or something like that. I need to know on Monday. I don't want to know on no damn Thursday and your ass going on a damn flight Friday morning. No. What kind of shit is that? Because now I got to make preparations to go see your ass at the airport. See, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, inconvenience to me because I might have to work Friday or something, and I just can't do it that, you know, because I got to work Friday morning. So I need to know Monday.
Oh, okay, Debbie. Why couldn't he know you had some plan? Why don't you make that decision and let him
know? Because that's being spontaneous, and I don't, I mean, it's a surprise. Damn, you got to know about the resort. Maybe you look it up and be like, I don't really like that place.
So... Yeah. Buying a plane ticket on Thursday and leaving Friday, that's not spontaneity.
No, I don't like that shit. Especially if you know, no. If you know on Monday, I need to know Monday. Because I'll be like, well, damn. When did this happen? Now I'm questioning everything. Well, damn, you can't be considerate of the fact that I might have something planned. Like, I'm not understanding. Like, communication is key. Why you ain't tell me your Monday when you found out Monday? I mean, you know. Hello? Somebody.
Hey, I agree with y'all, man. I'm just kind of playing this role. I agree with y'all, though.
Girl, I don't play them games. Look, just,
but you was talking about let the man make the decisions. I know it's a little
yeah, absolutely
little black girl inside of you.
Yeah,
a little black girl inside of you screaming, shouting, and kicking.
He can make the decisions. I don't have a problem with my husband doing what he's supposed to do as a provider.
Going on this flight,
I don't. Okay. I don't have a, but just like bring it to my attention. Let me know what's up. Just please, can you just do that? I mean, I ain't trying to be nosy or nothing like that, but I just want to, you know. Because maybe I can give you some insight on the situation. Babe, I understand where you're coming from, but how about if we do it like this, you know what I mean? Maybe I feel like if we do it this way, then it might, you know, I'm not stepping on your toes or nothing. I know you can make the decision as a man. But let's, you know, take into consideration, you know, my thoughts on that. And it could be anything. It could be small, buying a car, purchasing a couch, ADT alarm system. It could be anything. It don't have to be nothing major.
What about a PS4?
I mean, as long as the bills and our kids and the house is good, go, yeah, why not? So we can get games for the family or just, you know, you and your homies when y'all want, they want to, like, come over. Look, I'm not the girl that be tripping off, like, stuff like that, so, you know.
What if we got a man cave? You cool with that?
I'm cool with that as long as I get to perform in the man cave for you. That's cool.
It's a man cave.
Good night, Diz. You sleep. Come on.
Why are you talking
about? We know what Diz is lying at tonight. Diz trying to get a broke up back broken tonight. That's what that was.
Steady, first off, Steady, I ain't saying nothing about it. Look, perform for you don't necessarily mean, look, all I'm saying is.
Yeah,
we
know that's what that's going to lead to. We know that's what they're going to lead to.
Exactly.
First, he's going to swing that
phone.
You
just
go
dance.
He's going
like,
okay, to keep watching the screen. And then he's going to want you to start taking some off of there. Eventually, he's going to keep grabbing some
time
to come grab you. And that's what he's going to get
the
phone. So,
I'm
you're
done
not falling for that. We're not falling for that one.
Turn up.
On this note, you cannot say you don't know.
Look, I plead the fifth. I'm not saying nothing no more. All I'm saying is he can have his man cave. Y'all can hang out with homies, play cards, cigars. Like, that's cool. Look, at least let me perform one side of the money in the man cave. Woo-woo. Have fun.
Perform,
you know, play.
What? Well,
perform.
Exactly.
Yeah, look.
Exactly.
Look.
Come on now. We grown. This grown.
Look,
come on now.
It could be, okay, well, let's play Twister. I'm going to say let's just play Twister together.
That's a performance?
Look, it can be. Fucking with me. It can be.
Okay,
yeah,
how can it be?
Oh, Lord.
Fact, please, we don't have enough time. No.
We got a lot of stuff.
It can be, as long as she's limber and she can look. Let me tell you something. That's not what we talk about tonight, though.
Desi letting us know what she gonna do. She got to show y'all. That's what that was. Okay.
Shady is so messy.
I'm gonna go to fast first. Fast, what's your final thoughts, man? And you know, I don't know.
I know everything.
I got some more questions for Desi.
Bye.
But nah, got the show on the 24th, this Sunday, Warehouse Live. I still got tickets available. Shout out to Seti for hitting me up with the PayPal. And that's about it, man. You know, I don't like being followed, but holler at me on Sunday. And
let's go to
I don't know.
Whatever.
Miss Alphana, tonight I'm going to dance for you. Oh,
look, that's not, I said Twista. Look, I changed it. I said Twista. So, but y'all mean
yeah,
y'all probably
what's the slogan? What's the slogan that they say on Twista in the commercial? Twista, the hot spot. So we're not falling for it. All right, so go ahead. Say your last word.
Just keep communication open. Like, whatever it is, like, if you know you're playing something with your homies, I like the example that Fast used. Let the person know ahead of time, like, when you find out that moment, like, whatever the situation is, like, bring it to the fore. Like, you know, keep communication open. Communication is key. So y'all follow me. Dimp87DIMP87, and make sure y'all check out our guy, favorite guy, Fats, this Sunday. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets, because I know it's going to be a hot show. So make sure y'all do that. And appreciate the call-ins and the listeners and the all the 3.5. Maybe it's more than 3.5 this week. I don't know. Hopefully it is. But I appreciate and love all of you guys.
I know. I saw some more people following the show. They can be nosy and listen to it often. I just thought, like, my inbox has had, you don't follow the show well, man. You're definitely checking out every week. That's the voice I hear in my head with some of those people. I'll leave Angela for last, so she's always, you know, she always gets to go for me, so I'll be mean and take over. My final thoughts are pretty clear. It depends. It all is a matter of short term, long term, and that's really the main thing. Depending on being short term, long term, and how it affects one party over another. So those are the different tangibles that I would say go into that. Of course, y'all know, man, new issue of Henry Canvas coming out September 1st, which is 2 days away from my birthday, September 3rd. Make sure y'all write that down. Right. Thank you. And that's going to be the first anniversary issue. I will be in Atlanta next weekend. So, yeah. Shout out to that. Angela?
Well, if at any time you need an answer, just ask. I don't care if it's like $20 worth of gas or a full tank of gas. Consult with me. Follow me on Instagram. Sincerely, Angela. I think that's all I have. I'm going to try to go to Fat Show on Sunday. Even though it's like right before back to school.
No,
but I am going to come. I'm just not going to stay all night. Is it like a 2 o'clock show? Because I can't stay at 2 a.m.
No, that's some hood shows. I will be there
for sure. You got to support good old Fat. That's all I have, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same place.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.